Good afternoon, Synod. We now come to the next item on the agenda. And members will need the draft measure, which is GS 2030. The Revision Committee has given notice that it has received no proposals for amendment and has no other matters to report. Synod will therefore proceed immediately to the revision stage. No notice of any amendments has been given for the revision stage. The motion to be moved on behalf of the Steering Committee appear on the order paper, and that's order paper 2. And I have given my permission for the stand part motions to be moved en bloc. I call upon Reverend Paul Cartwright, a member of the Steering Committee, to move item 514.
Paul Cartwright leads 131. I move item 514 that clauses 1 and 2 stand part of the measure.
The item is now open for debate. I see no one standing, so I now put item 514 to the vote. All those in favour? Those against? That is clearly carried. I call upon Mr. Cartwright to now move item 515, that the schedule stand part of the measure.
I do so move.
That item is now open for debate. Once again, I see no one standing, and I therefore put that item to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? That is also clearly carried. Finally, I call upon Mr. Cartwright to move item 516, that the long title stand part of the measure.
I move item 516, that the long title stand part of the measure. Thank you.
That item is also now open for debate. I see no one standing, and so I now put item 516 to the vote. All those in favour? And those against? Item is also clearly carried, and that completes this item of business. Oh, sorry, I have to say one more thing. I thought I got away from the chair quickly. I now announce that the revision stage has been completed and that the measure stands committed to the Steering Committee in respect of its final drafting. That completes this item of business.